Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. You're going to follow along on TV. And we're presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, October 20th. 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Happy Rocktober, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up, boys?
What's up? I was just thinking, would you rather be a Washington football team fan where you didn't expect much and you've got one win?
Yes.
Or a Dallas Cowboys fan where you did expect a lot and you're 2-4 and having dreadful performance after dreadful performance with a defense that gives up 35-plus every game.
I'm starting to feel confident about that game. I'm not kidding.
Oh, boy.
When I watched last night,
such a bad division.
I started to get a slight tingle. I was like, maybe WFT can beat these guys.
See?
Of course they could.
I did say maybe.
Right. So the division is now 5-18-1 combined.
That's why
that includes division wins.
That includes
like the Giants win
and
over Washington.
Right, and this week you've got two teams or all four teams playing each other.
Right.
Because the Giants play the Eagles Thursday, and of course Washington plays Dallas on Sunday. So you'll have two more wins and two more losses, but it's so dreadful. It's such
could you imagine?
Dreadful
position. I saw CK put a comment that he couldn't wait to listen to what the guys in Dallas were saying about this team. Like, Dallas had expected. I think I picked Dallas to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC. I'm not positive.
I think a lot of people picked them.
But if we have our picks.
I think you did, JP.
Yeah.
Drab and I were revisiting them the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you had Dallas.
Yeah, if you're a Cowboys fan, and I'm not a Cowboys fan, I just, you know, picked a team to go to the Super Bowl. But if you're a Cowboys fan, how are you feeling now? I'm telling you, with Washington, you at least expected to suck because you were 3-13 last year, rebuilding year. At the beginning of the year, you need a new head coach. You had a second-year quarterback. The expectations weren't great. But I almost think it's worse when you have great expectations like they do in Dallas.
Well, they crumble
and then tanks
when Dak goes down. And then, you know, we've seen what's happened to that offensive line throughout the season. I mean, they're missing key parts. Andy Dalton looked terrible last night.
Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, just – yeah. All hope goes out the window when you see performances like that. Zeke's fumbling left and right, can't stop fumbling the ball.
I know, it's unbelievable.
I mean, it's just gross.
And the defense just seemed to forget how to tackle.
Right.
They did it last week. They just couldn't tackle last week. They couldn't tackle last night. And they've got pretty good players on paper. You know, they get Vanderbosch back. They got Jalen Smith. They drafted Diggs. I mean, they've got, on paper, they've got, you know, Aldon Smith is having a resurgence rushing the passer. But, man, they just can't stop anybody. What is Mike Nolan doing?
And wasn't it 0-0 at the end of a quarter? So it was 38 points.
Still didn't
in
the hit
back
the over,
three quarters.
Though. They put up 21 in the second quarter.
Still didn't hit the over, even in a tease.
Yeah, because Dallas
couldn't
hold up their end.
But
couldn't
I told you.
The bargain.
I told you to take the Bills and the Cards in a tease. Big fatty.
I got screwed up. I thought the Cardinals-Cowboys game was the first game. So I put that bet in, and then I was running around and doing stuff, And then, so I didn't get any. Probably good I didn't get any action on that because all I do is just lose right now. So.
Poor schedule management from your
end. Yeah, I mean, you need to know when the games are. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you're if you're going to be a true degenerate, you got to know what time the game starts.
Well, they don't put them in order on the damn website. They should put them in order by default.
Sometimes they don't. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So annoying.
But you're right. I mean, look, you get a little bit of a pass offensively because your quarterback is out, but you still have, you know, what we thought was a capable backup. You still got a star running back. You still got all kinds of talent on the outside, but man, their defense is bad.
I mean, Zeke was fumbling so much he got benched for portions of the game last night. I mean, he was bad. I mean, he was.
You know what? FP had a theory.
Carries to Tony Pollard.
I saw on Twitter, FP Santangelo said, you know, his dad coached football, and he said, wearing those long sleeve shirts, like he said, you can't get a feel for the ball. Maybe, you know, something they got to look
was
into.
Was it Torrey? Torrey Smith has always said that, that he never wore sleeves because the ball kind of just slips out when it rubs against that cloth.
Maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
It could be, man.
Has Zach had massive fumbling issues in the past? I mean, I think he's worn long sleeves for a while.
I think he's had issues this season.
This season is what they're saying,
By the way, I know Andy Dalton is a shell of his former self and is old and decrepit, but it kind of makes Jay Gruden look a little silly.
Because he made he
because
did well
he,
with
he's the one that made Andy Dalton's career.
He made Kirk Cousins.
I mean, Jay's kind of
Minshew's not playing that great this year.
No,
Minshew started out hot. Well,
started out, yeah, he started out hot. I'm just saying, Jay's kind of got a feather in his cap.
I think Dalton
for sure he does.
I want to say maybe we talked to one of the PFF guys. By the way, it is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday on the show. We're going to talk to Dr. Eric Eager coming up at 9 o'clock today from Pro Football Focus. And then we actually have Barry Zwerluga at 9:25, who wrote in the Washington Post about Ron Rivera's inconsistencies. But I think one of the PFF guys on the show said that if you looked at Dalton's career, he was remarkably consistent. So he's been consistent after Jay Gruden. So it's not like he dipped in terms of his play. And I would say he's not that old. Like, you're calling him old and decrepit.
He's not that old, but he, you know what he is? He's easy to sack.
Yeah.
He's not mobile. So,
no.
if Washington football team could put the pressure on him, kind of like they did with Carson Wentz in the opener, maybe they have a shot.
Well, this number is almost hard to believe because they've only played 6 games this year. They're minus 12 in turnovers already. How could you possibly win on a consistent basis if you are minus 12 on turnovers?
Honestly, this is a massive game. Massive
because it's Dallas, the division lead.
Yeah, I mean, if Dallas wins, they get three. That'll be like a commanding lead.
Well, actually, the Eagles
would give
can
them three,
win.
They would only give them two.
Two and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you know, if Washington wins, then they're going to be right there. They're going to be right there.
It's sad.
I mean, think about it. If Washington and the Giants win, you'll have all four teams with two. No, I'm sorry, because Philly won't have two wins.
Yeah,
but you'll have three teams with two wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 7 games.
Yeah. I don't care how bad the division is. I just, you know, I know.
You just want to win games.
I'm interested in winning the division, even if you have to win 5 games. I don't care.
If I set the, right now, if I set the number at 6.5, okay, 6.5 for the amount of wins for the division winner.
I think six is going to go under.
Would you go over or under 6.5?
I think 6 seems like a reasonable number at this point. Just sort of looking at it generally without looking at the schedule.
Now, the problem is, you know, you obviously play each other. These teams play each other, so they're going to get wins. But I can't – there's no team right now in that division that I can see with 7 wins.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got 12 games remaining, which each of the teams have, to get to 6 wins, you've got to go 4-4, right, the rest of the way? Or no –
well, Dallas does.
I mean, 6-6.
Yeah, Dallas does.
No, those other teams have to go.
My math is way
those
off.
Other teams have
they
to
played?
Go.
They've 2-4, 6. So they've got
they
10 games left.
Yeah.
So if you simply go 500 at 5-5, you're getting 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'd probably
take the over. But that's only one team.
Right.
That's only Dallas.
You said if you bet on one team. So I bet on one team, I probably would take the over that somebody's going to go 500. But look,
dicey.
I'm looking at these numbers with Andy Dalton. Now, this is first half. In the first half, according to ESPN Stats and Info, Andy Dalton averaged 1.3 air yards when he completed 15 of 20 passes for 82 yards. Prescott was averaging nearly 7 air yards. It's just a different offense. And then when you have the turnovers on top of the different offense, you know, it's just going to make it easier for teams to prepare against the Cowboys.
Well, you know who had a lot more air yards? Kyler Murray, when he threw the bomb to Christian Kirk. And I was fading both Kirk and Zeke in my high-dollar league. I was like, Christian Kirk's going to have the game of his life and just swindle money out right out of my pocket. But luckily, I faded because Zeke had a terrible game.
Oh, you got so hooked. Well, if you looked at the quarterback numbers, you didn't know the result of the game. You just looked at the quarterback numbers. You saw one guy at 9 for 24 for 188. You saw the other guy 34 for 54 for whatever, 270. You would have, and then you saw the final score, 38-10. Right. You'd say, well, the quarterback who completed 34 passes won that game.
Yeah. Well, you also wouldn't see that the guy who completed 9 passes also rushed for like 75 or 80 yards.
Well, last night was the Kenyon Drake show.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're in Dallas, oh, my God, you know how we've been questioning Ron Rivera? Can you imagine the heat that Mike McCarthy's getting now?
Oh, I bet.
After all those years of bashing Jason Garrett and they were perceived as underachievers, falling apart with Mike McCarthy.
It's just atrocious. We've never seen the division this bad, ever.
I don't remember ever seeing a defense give up almost 40 points a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Week in and week out.
Yeah. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game.
This is a game that Kyle Allen should throw for 350 yards.
I hope.
We'll see about that.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, Kyler only had 188. So I don't know.
You should be able to run a little bit. You saw what they did on the ground last night.
Yeah, we're so weird with how we rotate our backs.
Yeah.
It's just a committee with McKissick and Gibson. And a little sprinkling of Peyton Barber for whatever.
What they seem to do, though, which is kind of annoying, is they go committee. But if one guy gets hot, they don't seem to particularly stay with a guy. You know, they just keep going in and rotating. I don't know. If you want to go committee, fine. But if one guy looks like he's hot, keep feeding him.
Right.
Screw the other guys.
I agree.
Yeah. Seems weird.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to switch that up.
Kissick's got the hot hand. Keep feeding him.
But this is just a massive game. Not only is it a rival, do Washington fans love to beat Dallas? If they can win the game, they're right there in the hunt. As bad as they are, they're right there in the hunt.
Absolutely.
And I'm here for it. I'm all in for it. I'm fine with it.
What's crazy is that Ron Rivera, a few weeks ago when he made the quarterback switch, I remember because it's an old man cliche, but he said he was making the quarterback switch so they could make some hay in the division.
That is an old reference.
They've lost the two games since Kyle Allen has taken over as the starter, and they're still right there. They're still
so
right there.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I want to win.
Of course you do.
Yep. Butt ties. What time is that game?
I saw that. 1 o'clock. So I think it's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Washington football team specializes in non-primetime games.
Yeah.
In 2020. So yes, 1 p.m.
I think you know how every team is guaranteed. My son was looking at this. I think they say every team is guaranteed one primetime game, and he was looking at the schedule with the Washington football team. Maybe he's mistaken, but he was like, there's not one on the schedule except for Thanksgiving. They toss them the Thanksgiving one, which isn't even really primetime, but since it's Thanksgiving, I think they play the 4 o'clock slot.
It's a 4:30 game.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the Cowboys?
But yeah. I don't think they have a Thursday night or Sunday night or Monday night game.
I don't want any of those.
Why would they?
Because every team is supposed to get one.
Right, they get theirs on Thanksgiving. That's it. Yeah, they don't get any extras.
That's fine.
Nobody's clamoring in Seattle to see a Washington football team. People here aren't clamoring to watch them.
I mean, I can't believe how bad the division is. It's just dreadful. Now you got two backup quarterbacks in the league right now, or in the division right now. But man, I just thought one of those teams would be minimum 500.
Yeah.
And speaking of primetime, you get an NFC East clash on primetime on Thursday, Giants-Eagles.
I know. Hey, did Governor Hogan ease the restrictions on gatherings? Did I hear that there may be fans at the game?
Oh, definitely. They could have. He said it's up to 10% capacity.
I think the Ravens.
Oh, it's only 10%.
The Ravens, not this weekend because they have a bye, but next weekend against the Steelers, they'll have 7,000 fans.
Okay, well, I mean,
something.
7,000 more than they had.
Then they're doing like a lottery system for all the PSL holders and stuff like that. Sounds like it's a disaster.
I wonder if Washington's going to do that.
So far, they didn't do it. They didn't take them up on it this past week. I don't understand why not.
They'd probably be embarrassed that they can't even sell out.
I read
they'll be all Dallas fans.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
I read this nugget that with fans, home teams are 22-11 this season. Uh-huh. And then without fans, home teams are 25-30-1.
Wow. So it does make a bit of a difference.
Look at that.
Nice trends there, Valdez.
I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't every single owner be desperate to get as many people in there as they can?
It sounds like it's a clear advantage. Not just about revenue, but, you know, for your team, it sounds like it's some sort of advantage. Now, it could be just, you know, a lot of the better teams have fans this year, but it's kind of a glaring trend. The win percentage, 667 against 455.
Right now.
Stark difference.
All right, got to take a break. As I mentioned, it is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We talk to the best analysts in the game every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Today, Dr. Eric Eager is going to join us. He's the co-host of PFF's Forecast. So we'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. Also, Barry's Veluga from the Washington Post joins us at 9:20 here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. I know EB was kind of against it, but not that long ago you had The People versus O.J. Simpson on FX. And it was a really good series, and it was based on the book, The Run for His Life by Jeffrey Toobin.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Toobin, a legal analyst who got famous during the O.J. years.
Mm-hmm.
Has become a political analyst on CNN, was on a Zoom call.
I've never heard of him.
He was on a Zoom call for his job with the New Yorker, where I think he was doing some sort of like a mock trial.
Yeah.
And they had a break. And when they had the break, he forgot to turn off his one Zoom call. And apparently he went into some sort of other Zoom call, which they likened to phone sex.
Uh-huh.
And he started. Going to Happy Town.
He was participating.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't realize he had gotten on another Zoom call. I figured he just went to like Pornhub or something.
No. Well, the description I see here, they said Toobin switched to a second call that was the video call equivalent of phone sex. So maybe he went into Live Jasmine, something like that,
Maybe he did like an OnlyFans. Do you interact on OnlyFans?
I'm not exactly sure. I think they just send out the content. I don't think there's interaction.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
He's on Cam Soda.
Well, remember, see, they never talked about this, but you know, 10 years or so ago, he knocked up one of his colleagues' daughters. While he was married, and then he tried to pay her to have an abortion. She wouldn't have one. And then he said, well, that's going to hurt you. And then he obviously refused to pay her any support or whatever. And that ended up going to court. Uh-huh. I mean, that guy's got a lot of problems.
This guy's a little spicy.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a call.
Zoom.
He's on a Zoom call.
So many people have been busted dumb stuff.
Doing mock trial crap.
Yeah,
right. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And then they take a break, and then he gets on another Zoom call, and he just drops his pants.
They're calling it another
Zoom call. But like I said, in the article, it's a video call equivalent of phone sex.
Mock drafts greater than sign mock trials. I mean,
can you imagine how embarrassing that is?
Well, the other thing
is terrible.
The guy's married. I mean,
he's got kids. Probably got grandkids.
The wife has just got to be
humiliated. Can you imagine us doing that during a break during this show?
How could you get into that mentality if you're doing like? Can you imagine we're talking
quickly?
About the you know Washington Dallas breaking them down, and then all of a sudden we go to break, and then you can get into another mindset and get horny.
I mean, I know
I could do that.
Yeah, it's like Cakes going. All right, next we'll break down the Redskins defense, and then 2 seconds later brings up his cam girl going. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
How was he only suspended? Why wasn't he just fired outright?
Because, I don't know, they're probably investigating. He's saying, obviously, it wasn't intentional and, you know, a human mistake. What are you going to do? I don't know if he should be fired. I don't know.
Jeffrey Boobin.
I haven't seen the full story.
I do.
Was it up the entire time? You know what I mean? Boobin. Like, did he realize?
I think it was only
realize
a little bit.
Going in?
I don't think he realized. They said he unwittingly came back to the Zoom call like nothing had happened.
Oh, so he didn't know.
He didn't realize.
And then all the other people are going, dude.
Yeah, like, what are you
doing?
You know what? I don't care where he was educated. I'm smarter than him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care if he went
too.
To Princeton. He could have gone to Brown. He could have graduated top of his class. I went to Towson, way smarter.
I can't think of anything much more embarrassing.
Maybe he just gets horny over legal briefs.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I can't think of anything much more
embarrassing. He did go to Harvard, by the way.
He went to Harvard.
Hilarious.
Well, you know what? Smarter. I'm smarter than a guy that went to Harvard.
Well, you know what? He's book smart. He's got zero common sense.
Correct.
Yeah. So many people have gotten busted having, like, their creepers walking around naked behind them, and then, the wife finds out. Or they're actually, they leave their cameras on and they're hitting the skins in the background. Old ladies just like start taking their clothes off because they don't understand the technology.
Right.
I mean, Zoom has just been responsible for so much sexual crap.
2020, man, makes people do crazy things.
When you're done on your Zoom, just hit the old stop video.
Right.
Unplug your cam.
Just think he can blame COVID, because if it wasn't for COVID, why would it be on a Zoom call?
Was it Cakes who left his Zoom up after one of the shows?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw his casting couch like the whole day.
Yeah, but I didn't pull my pants down.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Like, what if you had like a quickie with Amy on it?
You probably thought about it, though.
Then that would have been extra content.
He said that that's never happened on that casting couch.
It has not.
It's never happened.
No, it's more like just hang out, or like the dogs hang out there.
Right.
Zero taxing.
Right.
Can you imagine the level of embarrassment?
No.
You couldn't leave the house.
Well, what I find interesting is
you'd rather have a DWI, you'd rather have an assault charge, you'd rather have just about anything.
Oh,
than
yeah.
That.
Well, like a child porn thing is worse.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I understand
but that's
that.
About in murder, you know. Right. But I mean, it's right up there.
I'm just
pulling
saying,
your hog out.
He's not going to get a jail sentence, right? But you would probably rather have a jail sentence for getting in a bar fight, punching somebody, than
getting a lifetime Jones sentence, which is worse than a jail sentence.
What an idiot.
Because he's going to get Joned on until he's 6 feet under.
Well, the thing is, it's so funny, too. It's not like he's 25. He's like 60. He's 59 years old.
Yeah,
still
he's 60.
Butt-sized.
All his colleagues are making Exhibit D jokes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm just happy to know that I'm
I would never do that at age 50.
Yeah.
I would never do that at age 50, and I know I won't do it at 60.
I'm smarter than a guy that went to Harvard Law. That's a feather in old Cakes' cap today.
Well, you're not the
only
one.
Go to Harvard
All of us
Law.
Are.
Everybody is.
He didn't just go to Harvard Law. He was Harvard Law Review, so he was like one of the top.
Whatever that means.
The top students at Harvard Law.
Doesn't matter. Still a donk.
Wonder if he contributes to the endowment.
Yeah, but
going for
every
pun.
You know what? Was he smart enough to pick up Chase Claypool before his breakout game?
Maybe not.
I doubt it.
Right.
I doubt that he was.
Did he go 5-0? Did he go 5-0 in fantasy like Bish Bucks did?
Nope. You know what? Smarter. Way smarter.
I just can't imagine the humiliation you have to tell. Like, so here's what's interesting. Apparently CNN granted him time off. Been suspended indefinitely after he said he had a personal problem he had to deal with. Well, what is the personal problem? Is it like an addiction? Is he going to say he was addicted to like adult content?
Maybe. I don't know.
Or is he going to say he was drunk?
I mean, Valdez is. He hasn't gotten like an extended vacation from Entercom that I know of.
He'll do sex rehab.
So he'll say he's addicted to porn.
Yeah.
So he'll go back on TV after Mississippi, that, though. Like
I
Tiger.
Don't know.
You just wait a while. Everything passes. I mean, I was watching the OJ videos where OJ was goofing on Jeffrey Toobin. You know, I mean, OJ is chilling. It doesn't look like it's a mansion, but it looks like he's got a very nice house. He's got beautiful, you know, like bookcases with trophies and pictures
Where's
behind
he live,
him.
Florida?
I think he lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
I think he lives in Vegas. But either way, OJ killed two people. And he's just chilling.
Oh, he's probably playing in Shadow Creek with Phil Hellmuth.
Yeah. And OJ's got like a million followers. I mean,
I don't know. If I'm CNN,
he's gone.
I can't have him as a legal analyst anymore. It just would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, but I think things fade. I agree. You can't have him right now, but things will fade. It'll be somebody else do something stupid.
Tiger Shishimi.
Yeah, right.
What he should say is, I'm an idiot and I can't figure out technology. Come on CNN and just say, I'm just a stupid person.
You know what I think probably screwed him? Because a lot of people do this, is they get on their Zoom and then they're just listening. A lot of times they mute stuff, but he just left it up, had other things, and then, you know, he couldn't see that he was still on it. You know, had other windows up.
The other disgusting aspect of this is, if you're the other people that were on the original Zoom call,
they should be screaming, hey, dude, what are you doing?
You probably had the volume down.
This is gross.
Probably had the volume down.
Imagine if that last Zoom call that we did with a business opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
One of the guys just started, you know, they put it on, they thought they put it on video that you don't see the video. And we just heard in the background what was going on. Right. Maybe even with a second laptop or something.
You know what would be funny is if we took calls from people and they just told us what's the wildest thing they've done while
Zoom
they've been
horror
on Zoom.
Stories.
Yeah. Or yeah, like maybe something that bad that's happened to you. But I mean, I've played golf with several guys that they're on their Zoom calls. You know, they just take the picture off.
Sure.
And they're on their Zoom. And
right.
then they're, but they're at the
really
golf course.
Paying attention to their
yeah.
calls.
No, what the trick is, like on the first tee, you ask one question.
Right.
And then you mute it and turn the yep. video off, and then you play 18.
It's much like the conference call where you check in, and then immediately you hit mute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just chill for 15 or 20 minutes, and then you unmute at the end, and you say goodbye.
Maybe he thought
go about your day.
Maybe on his computer he thought he clicked on the camera.
That's what he
video,
thought. Yeah.
But he really clicked on the microphone.
Well,
he
also
took the microphone off.
That's possible.
But the camera was still on.
But the crazy
How
thing
could you
again,
mess that up?
He's having a Zoom call. He's having a Zoom call about like a legal case,
right?
And he's so horny that he gets right to it during a break.
Well,
and
what
I'm
he's probably
the break
doing
is 10 or 15 minutes.
He probably had muted the audio, but he right. forgot he hadn't muted the video, and he was probably watching porn the whole time.
Right.
The case, and then
That's
as soon as
did.
They get a break, then it's now it's time to hit the finish line.
That's why he couldn't hear the other people going, Jeffrey, what are you doing?
Jeffrey, yeah. ask him over.
Sure
I'll
that,
tell you right
James.
Now.
I'm sorry.
I'll let you know right now, JP.
That was your go-to back in the day. I got to believe Eskimo Tube is out of business.
Kind of one of my go-tos. I think they might still be thriving. You'd be
how
surprised.
How are porno business ever go out of business?
Right.
I mean, isn't that the mother load?
So to speak,
boy.
Yeah.
Right?
I think, yeah. Eskimo to...
We should put our... We should have
you
our
imagine, like, the next
site.
Big holiday. I know you got Halloween. The next big
Halloween,
holiday,
by the way, should be a national holiday.
The next big holiday.
Totally
the next big holiday is Thanksgiving. And now it's different with COVID, but could you imagine Thanksgiving dinner at the Tubin family?
No.
Oh,
yeah. You have to cancel Thanksgiving in 2020.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's canceled. And Eskimo Tube, still operational.
Yeah.
But with new content?
I mean, I don't know how new it is, but it's
all recycled.
It appears to
be all the sites have the same
content.
Stuff. It's all the same recycled clips.
I'm sure it is.
Believe me, I've reached the bottom of the internet. It's
yeah,
all the
have.
Same crap.
You have. You've seen it
yeah.
all.
Yeah, literally.
These look way too slickly produced for Eric Bickle to have viewed.
Yeah, I don't like those. I like dimly lit.
You just have
bad
to
camera.
You have to genre hop now. You have to get
oh,
down.
Really?
You have to get down the wormhole.
Like spin the wheel.
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Spin that wheel.
Yeah, like right now I'm in the glories.
Oh, you are?
Oh yeah.
What?
Is that your thing?
Yeah. So now when I see every glory video on the internet, I have to find a new
well, haven't
genre.
You pretty much exhausted that genre? Haven't you seen almost all of them?
There's a lot of glories
Denzel
out there.
And,
there are, yeah.
Denzel and
yeah, Matthew
Broderick.
Yeah.
Such a fan.
I've got a Civil War buff. I've had my moments where I've gone down that wormhole before.
Yeah.
No. So to speak.
At Gettysburg every day.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen during a commercial break.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to blow up your spot, but Valdez, are you dipping right now?
No, why?
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded like it.
No. I am, though.
Oh, you are?
No. Of course not.
Right.
He has been
I can't believe people actually thought I was dipping for weeks.
Well, it just
even
like
Valdez.
Something.
Even Valdez thought
it
was
It looked
dipping.
Like something was in your lip.
Well, just, Cowboy Todd said it.
Yeah.
Well, he's a moron, too.
People are stupid.
But you know what? True. Cowboy Todd's smarter than Jeffrey Tubin.
Well.
Somehow.
So far.
But I don't even think he has internet. So, I mean, I don't even think he could get on Zoom. I guess he could just on his phone. But yeah, no, I'd love to hear from people if they have Zoom horror stories or like what's the greatest coup you've pulled off while being on Zoom. I mean, I know a million guys have been in the golf course. You know, like, has anybody just like turned the video off and turned the sound off and hitting skins or like what's going on?
Probably.
You've seen it happen.
Got a bunch of freaks out there.
I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's happened a bunch.
Right.
What a dummy, though. God.
What's amazing to me is Zoom. I don't know why I didn't buy 6 million shares of Zoom when this pandemic started.
You're so rich.
Because I'll be honest with you, I had never even heard of Zoom before the pandemic.
No. Didn't even know it
existed. I just figured everybody would Skype. Skype is so like
Skype
2008.
Yeah.
Right?
The technology for Skype's not even close to Zoom.
Is that true? Yeah. I guess so. I didn't understand it.
I used to use a side-by-side comparison.
Uvu.
Yeah, I used to when back when Brett and I were doing our podcast, video podcasting a decade ago, we used Uvu, but that one actually went out of business.
Anyway, yeah. Jeffrey Toobin has been suspended, I guess, by his employers for now for going to town during a Zoom call unwittingly.
I can't think of anything more embarrassing. Now, here's the thing. Are we ever going to get to see that video? That's not going
to
happen, right?
I don't want to see that video. I know you do, but I don't.
Oh, I'd like to just out of the sheer embarrassment.
I just want to see the reactions of the people on the mock trial. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Valdez probably has a screenshot of it on his phone right next to Tiger. Probably has it already.
I'm with you, Eric. I'd watch.
All right.
Of course.
I'm curious.
I'd like to see the split screen, though. Like what he
was
watching.
Oh, yeah. You got to see what he is seeing, too. Right. For sure. I mean, I don't want to just – that's true. I'm not that interested in just seeing a guy go to town by himself. That's kind of homoerotic, a little too homoerotic for me. I'd like to see I'd like to see a partner in crime. What are the chances his wife was with him?
Zero.
All right, let's take a break on that note. It is a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. We'll be talking a lot of NFL on the show today. Of course, two Monday night games last night. But when we talk to Dr. Eric Eager at 9 o'clock from Pro Football Focus, we'll get his take on what the Washington football team is doing, how the offense fared this week versus previous weeks. We'll get some in-depth analysis. Also, Barry's Verluga from the Washington Post at 9:20 here in the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we hit the skins, give you the latest on the Washington football team, who after last night's game remained just one back in the division, the worst division in football by far. The Cowboys right now are your division leader at 2-4. You have the Eagles right behind them by half game because, of course, they have that tie.
By the way, I got a text from someone in the know, and this person says that the PG County Executive Board has final say over whether or not you can have fans. It's not Snyder. So far, the PG County Executive Board has says no. They're hoping for the Giants game on November 8th. So it doesn't look like you're going to have fans.
Why are they saying no? What is their answer?
I don't know.
What kind of maniacs are they? There's like nobody in there. I mean, come on.
Good question.
Yeah. Well, at least it's trending in the right direction.
Well, the NFC East is not trending in the right direction as we look at the standings. So I just wanted to finish that out. So you've got the Cowboys 2-4. You have the Eagles 1-4-1, half game back. And then the Giants and the Washington football team at 1-5, just a game back. And then when you look at point differential.
It's brutal.
It's minus 45 for the Cowboys, minus 34 for the Eagles, minus 51 for the Giants, and the worst would be the Washington football team at minus 54.
Can we just call them Washington? Can we stop saying Washington football team? We're saying that so much. It is kind of annoying.
I never call them the football team.
Let's just call them Washington.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about
or
Dallas.
Or WFT.
Yeah.
No, WFT is stupid, too.
We just call them Dallas or Washington.
Right.
You know.
But you claim it's a huge game. It's a massive game.
Well, it's a massive game for sure. If you're a Washington fan, here's the thing: what are you supposed to do if you're Ron Rivera? Are you supposed to like not try to win the division?
Oh, of course.
Of course, you're going to try to win a terrible division. You know, I actually don't have a problem with it. Until you're mathematically eliminated, of course you should try to win it. You know. So.
I know. I'm with you.
Well, off of football for a moment, I kind of, believe it or not, I'm not a good golf guy, but kind of excited for the return of the match because it's my guy Peyton Manning. They are going to have Charles Barkley and Stephen Curry and your boy Mickelson, who wins on the Champions Tour all the time.
Right.
So no Tiger.
Barkley's going to be hard to watch.
Barkley's going to shoot 150.
It's going to be so hard to watch.
Has he never gotten better?
No, he's just got that hitch. You can't get rid of it.
He didn't have it. Even after he did it
with Hank Haney, your
guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
The Hank Haney project?
So, you know, he's got like a mental
storm. So hold on. It's Steph and who is it? Steph and Peyton?
Probably. And Steph Curry
against Barkley and Phil. Why did Tiger bail out? He just had no fun, probably.
I mean, it's not worth it. It's kind of beneath him. It's such a gimmick.
Yeah, I know.
Been there, done that.
And Phil loves it.
Phil likes the exposure for sure.
Where are they playing that? I didn't even see. Where do they play?
So it's coming up in November on the 27th at Stone Canyon Golf Club in Oro Valley, Arizona.
Mm. Sounds ritzy and fancy.
It is Tiger Week, by the way.
Yes, it is. True. Zozo.
I don't expect him to play that well, though. The guy barely plays.
So it's Phil Mickelson and Barkley is the one team. Then it'll be Peyton and Curry.
What is the week of the Masters? What week is that?
13th through.
It's the 13th. Yeah. So it's before Thanksgiving.
Yes. It's two weeks before Thanksgiving.
God, I actually can't wait to see what that golf course is going to look like.
It's going to be crazy.
Like, is it going to – there's no way they're going to overseed it like crazy, right, Valdez? There's no way it's going to look like brown.
Are there going to be leaves everywhere like there are when you play fall?
Are you kidding?
No, they're going to have the blowers out.
You think they're going to have leaf roll?
They'll light those leaves on fire.
I know it's a joke.
Golf nerds. Yeah.
It's going to be crazy just without the fans. I mean, how eerie is it going to be to watch the Masters at Augusta without fans?
Well, I'm going to be tilted by no azaleas. I swear they're going to have azaleas somehow.
They got to replant them.
Somehow they're going to have fresh ones and they just plant them. They'll spend $1 million. And they're going to make it look silly.
Do you know a nugget that I heard? That the members at Augusta.
Yeah.
So when you go there, you lay down your chair and you get your seat for the day.
Yeah.
And it's like an honor system. Right. So like everyone always runs to the 18th green, puts down their chair, and then, you know, walks with whatever group. But the members are allowed to come in the night before and plant their chairs.
Yeah.
And so like Condoleezza Rice will buy 1,000 like of those tailgate chairs. And plant them down like around the 18th green. So 100 rows back are all members' chairs. Those aren't real, like the patrons that buy the tickets. They just all set them up there and just for all their friends that have tickets.
Oh, is that what they do?
That's the nerdiest golf nugget that I've heard on this show.
So like
in
like
20
like,
plus years,
like Condoleezza Rice will go in there and put 1,000 chairs like next to the rope on 18 the night before. For all of her friends.
Right.
No one cares.
Well, not this week or not in this year.
Well, that's I told you what they were doing at one of those events. My buddy Tom was telling me. No. It was my buddy Rich was telling me. Can't remember which event it was, though. Oh, I think it was at – I think it was where was the U.S. Open this year?
Wingfoot.
Wingfoot,
at Wingfoot. The members had to dress up as volunteers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right, so it didn't look like
fans
were there.
Well, I was gonna say because there was a ton of people there on the 18th green.
They were just all members. It's hilarious.
Well, I wonder if this match will get the ratings that the first one did. I don't think it would because number one, you're not gonna have Tiger, and number two, sports are back. Remember when they had that first match?
Well, it's the second match.
Yeah, the first one was the Ricky
when they had the one with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Tiger and Phil.
It was the second match because Phil and Tiger did one around Thanksgiving.
I understand that. I don't care if it was the second or third. But when they had that one, like I was a mark for it because there was no sports going on too.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing was going on. So now they're going to have it when there's college football and there's the NFL going on.
Mm-hmm.
And basically every sport has taken into the keister ratings-wise.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, except the NFL.
I mean, it's so crazy. It's like 46% down or something. It's something
nutty. What are people doing with their spare time? Are they, like, connecting with their families? Are they reading? Are they
I don't know.
Doing home improvements? I mean, what are they doing?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
People like Jason even admitted, I think it's part of it is people just got used to doing other things. You know, it's kind of like when poker was taken away from me. I thought the world was ending. And then I discovered I had kids. I forgot.
But I mean, like yesterday, when I knew there was a 5 p.m. NFL kickoff, at 10 a.m., I was like, oh, we're like 7 or 8 hours away from an NFL game.
Oh, yeah.
I centered my day around the doubleheader.
I watched an hour of pregame.
Well, I never
I can't do that.
That's
pregame shows are so bad.
They're bad, but I watched it 4 to 5. I watched it.
Yeah.
Well,
had all my prop bets in.
This weekend, we also have college football in the Big Ten is back.
That's right.
That's right.
The Terps play Northwestern. What's the line
7:30.
On that game? What's the early line?
I think
line?
It's 11.
Who's favored?
Northwestern.
Oh, man. I might like the Terps plus 11.
But you know what? You just don't know.
Right?
I kind of like that, Cakes.
I
have no idea.
You have no idea.
I don't know who the quarterback is.
We don't know. We got to get Loxley on the show.
Right. Drabby's not here, but I'm sure he's put a call in. Yeah, that'll be good.
I got to see who really cares, like who's been working hard. I mean, it's the first game for the Mountain West in Big Ten. I got to see, you know, what they're – because Navy was embarrassment coming out in their first game. I got to see who actually is prepared. You know what I mean? It's just going to be so hard to kind of decipher what teams really care. I mean, it's just the
right.
COVID has affected so many teams.
If they're practicing
so many
in like groups of five in little circles, you know, around the field, that doesn't bode well.
Yeah, they're probably not doing that, but you just never know in that first week.
Yeah. Well, I know each school, each administration is different. I know at one point my son's team, they weren't even allowed to have the full team on the field, so they had, you know, just in small groups. You know, and the kids are desperate to play. They want to scrimmage. They just, you know, just want to do whatever. Get back
desperate
to normal.
To play.
Yeah, they're desperate.
I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Washington football team right here on The Fan.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.